Terry Bell is such a dear brother. And a few weeks, this has been maybe a couple of months ago. Yeah, a month or so ago. He shared a testimony, and I was just so blessed by it. And I said, I think you need to share that at some point publicly. And we've kind of been waiting for the right time. And I was praying yesterday and really sensed it was the time. And he basically said, been waiting on you to tell me whenever the right time is. So now's the time. So Terry Bell with a testimony of provision.
It's a testimony of provision, and I wasn't sure how to approach this. So I've got a deal on my Bible app, Touch Point Questions. And the first thing that came up, it was the story of the people as Moses led them out. They didn't know how they were going to eat. Moses was told that God would rain food down. But the note here, you know, God provided for the daily needs of his people. Too often people trust God for provision, but then think he hasn't provided because they didn't get everything they wanted when or how they wanted it. Trust God for provision and then be thankful for what he provides. And I like Philippians 4:19. And this same God who takes care of me will supply all your needs from his glorious riches, which have been given to us in Christ Jesus. God supplies are unlimited, and he does not dole them out sparingly, but lavishes them on you according to his infinite generosity. When I came to El Dorado in 83, I attended Butler Community College. It was looking back, I know it was a God thing. Maybe student loans weren't, but I used student loans to help pay for housing, and so I didn't have to work but more than 20 hours a week while I went back to college. Shortly after the 3 years at college, and Sandy and I, we lost everything we had in bankruptcy. The loans disappeared for a season. They said they wouldn't be included in the bankruptcy, but I would be notified on how to deal with them. Well, we didn't see them for a long time, so I thought, praise the Lord. You know, I went back to trade school to learn electronics, and lo and behold, my student loans appeared again with vengeance because they had capitalized interest every year. And if you're ever interested, student loans have a 9.5% interest. Okay, they tempt you to put them in forbearance. We'll help you get through this rough spot in forbearance, so they're still capitalizing interest. Okay, so the interest gets to a point, back then might have been able to pay monthly. Well, this last summer when they were talking about loan forgiveness, that ugly thing reared its head again, and it's like, all these years, I've never been able to pay the full payment. I've always paid a reduced based on income, which, put the math together, never pays the interest. Okay, so my full payment on student loans this last summer would have been a little over $1,300 a month on what I had accumulated bulk in interest. So I did some checking and all, and you know, with Biden's forgiveness and all, I discovered that working for the hospital got in a little bit of a blessing because they counted my income-based payments toward loan relief. After you make so many payments, after 20, 25 years, you can get debt released. But I was short of the number. Okay, so I'm sitting here thinking, okay, Lord, then they shot down loan forgiveness. It's like, how am I going to make payments? I mean, we struggle paycheck to paycheck most of the time. Like, I'm sure everybody, I'm not the only one that does that. But you wonder what God's doing, how he's going to do it. I kind of put it on the back burner and tried to forget about it. And all of a sudden, about a month ago, 5 weeks ago, I got an email on my phone. Your student loans have been forgiven. My student loans to the tune of a little over $95,000 in interest were gone. I didn't believe it, so I got on the student loan site and looked. Sure enough, it happened in June. Okay. Not only did things change, even though Biden didn't get what he wanted, somehow through the system, it had registered, and not only did they count what I had at the hospital, but the letter said, because of the COVID, the way it worked, all payments that were made that were suspended during COVID, they counted as payments. So I'd say, it was all taken care of. God did it. You know, when I was able to lay it down and just, okay, whatever, you know. And that's hard to do. I mean, we go through a lot of things. Sandy and I are going through a lot of stuff right now, and she reminds me and I remind her, God's the one that's in control.
Yes.
Doesn't matter what we see with our physical eyes or what we want, when we want it, how we want it. It's what God's doing because he loves us so much.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother. Thank you.